Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Insanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, as I say, part of the solution. And you really do, right? You got to be part of the solution. I know some of you go, oh my God, you say that all the time. Because I mean it. All the time. No, I really do appreciate it. The time that you spend with us. The time that we... I should have some love music on, right? The time we spend together. Because I get input from you guys, you know, whether it's through email, the chat room, whatever it is. You have some perspectives. You hear some things. You see some things that I miss. I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to be perfect. When I don't want to be perfect. No. That's too much pressure, man. Not interested. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, God. Here we go again. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't you love this? If you were here for the first hour and you were paying attention... We had Walt Heyer on. Now, Walt is I call him my double transgender buddy. He went from male to female, back to male again. All right? So, we had him on the first hour. And he talked about what's going on in the transgender universe and what's happening. And he said, well... some of the misinformation is coming out from the doctors. What we're doing to these kids that we shouldn't be doing. Now, within, what was that, an hour? Took an hour. Within an hour, I get a notice that says, hey, you're done on YouTube. They're pulling it down. Not interested in what you have to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Anyway, I don't really care. I don't want to use them anyhow. But this is where I get kind of, forgive me for some of you guys that listen and what have you. This is where I get kind of irritated with you, because YouTube is censoring us big time. Twitter censoring us big time. But you still want us to use it for some reason. You can't get away from it. If you want to watch the videos, I've got them on my website. I'll make it easier to get to. I'll make it easier for all of that. I'll fix this shortly. I just found out some issues that were happening. Right? But let's stop feeding YouTube. Let's stop feeding Facebook. Let's stop feeding Twitter. You know, we're hurting them. Look, their stocks are down. Yeah, but Well, you know, there's still people at the top are still multi-billionaires. Unless you have a mass exodus, unless the businesses stop advertising with them, you're done. But the money's still more important for us. You know, any of you guys, head over to Patriot Academy, the biblical citizenship classes that are going on there. Not just those, but you know, if you're not into the quote unquote religious portion of all of this, don't do the biblical citizenship. Do the other citizenship classes that they have. Right? Do the constitutional life class. And maybe, just, I don't know. What's that thing? Hope upon hope. Right? I don't know. Maybe you will learn and see that our founding fathers, what they did, what they gave up for us. No, really. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. Where was I? God, you guys got to keep me in line. I get confused, you know. Oh, there we go. Hey, since everybody's talking about it, we might as well too, right? Not for a long time, though. You're not gonna go down this road forever. Will Smith refused to leave the Oscars when he was asked, right? That's according to the Academy. How many of you really believe that the Academy went, okay, Will, you got to go? Really? Because I don't. They released a statement. They said, things unfolded in a way that we could not have anticipated. While we would like to clarify that Mr. Will Smith was asked to leave the ceremony and refused, we also recognize we could handle the situation differently. Really? What, shut it down, called to the police, drug him out, and then got on with it? Because there's nothing they would... Listen, he assaulted somebody on live TV. You could have had him removed. And what were they going to do to you? He couldn't sue you for having him removed. He committed a crime. Not only did Smith refuse to leave after the incident, the King Richard star was awarded Best Actor and gave a speech. And he attended the aftermath. The LAPD said that Rock declined to press charges after Smith responded with violence. Now, Smith put out an apology, but it was pretty weak. His apology came after the Film Academy announced that it was launching a formal review of his behavior. You know, I mean, seriously, man. It was a lighthearted joke, and you laughed at it. They got you on video laughing at it. Until your wife gave you that look. And you were afraid she was going to slit your throat while you were sleeping. Phil Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO demo to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back.
I'm back. Hopefully you guys are back too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do. Whether it's on the air, you're checking them out later on. I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but go halfway down the website, joemessina.com. Joemessina.com is a Spreaker link there you can download. And Spreaker, I think it's free. I mean, you can listen to it off the website for free. If you grab the app off of Apple and the Google App Store, Android App Store, whatever it's called, if you grab those, you can listen there. You can pick them up later on. I try to make it as easy for you as you can to get and or see the show. The So you go back and get those later. But some, you know, some people say, oh, how do I get the show? I missed it before. You know I keep saying it, but just go to the website. Right in the middle of the site, if you want audio only, it's right there. If you want video, we've also got those as well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. The, what was I talking about? God, I hate when I do this myself. Oh, I'm going to dump it really quick. Will Smith. You know, and again, they asked him to go, he wouldn't leave. He partied with them afterwards. So, yeah, they're a bunch of phonies. They really are. Maybe there's a handful. I shouldn't say they all are. There are a handful that are real and that are true. But there are a bunch of phonies. So whether that slap was real or not, it really doesn't matter at this point. Will and his daughter were laughing at the joke. Because it was a joke. It was funny. And this is proof positive. You know, again, Don Rickles, he would have died a poor man in today's world. And his stuff was funny. When he made fun of black folks, they thought it was funny. When he made fun of Asians, they thought it was funny. When he made fun of the Italian guys, we thought it was funny. Because we're not so serious about ourselves. Matter of fact, that's part of what screws it up. When did you become perfect? And that's kind of where they're at. When they're starting to stick their finger at you, they're assuming or trying to let you know that they're perfect. They've got it right. They know what needs to be done. It's just amazing. And he didn't apologize until after the film group said that they were going to do an investigation on it. Which said, well, they're not going to do anything to him. You know they're not going to do anything to him. Okay, crazy Uncle Joe. Apparently today, I didn't see it. Somebody just sent me a little note that said, did you catch Biden when he was up on stage saying, I don't know what I'm doing here? Although, I got to say, you know, he never knows what he's doing anywhere. So, you know, what's the big whoop, right? Let me see. I think I got the audio in this. And it would truly be funny to hear him say, what the heck am I doing here? What am I supposed to do now? Can somebody tell me what to do? Take a listen.
Yeah, you know, it's simple. It's hard.
Yeah, well, you knew that was going to happen. I can't stand when it does that to me. Let's see if I can get one here. Can we get this one going? Hello?
Booster shot. I'm too long in the tooth to fool with this anymore.
And I'm going to get my second booster shot.
We're a long way off in the line.
So
I'm doing my thing.
Mr. President, what is the danger of Putin being left in the dark by the military advisors?
I can't get it much farther than that. But
let's see if I can. And I'm going to get my second booster shot.
Now, go and take his coat off. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here. Why am I getting this? I mean, seriously, why would you say that out? Why would you say that out loud if you're him? Well, I guess I know why he'd say it out loud. Right? I mean, serious. But I mean, seriously, again, no, not knowing what's going on around him. Not having a clue of what's happening around him. All right, so here we go again to show you how whacked our education system has become. All right? Tennessee school punished a kid for flying the thin blue line flag, but then not the students who actually stole it. What do you think of that? We allowed that to happen. Come on, come on, come on, come on. How about we start taking responsibility, too, for what we do wrong? I'm not joking. I'm serious. Because we don't. We blame them. Remember, I call them the party of non-responsibility, right? You know that. But we need to start taking responsibility for where were the parents here? Why aren't they three deep around that school asking them what they're doing? Right? High school student Skylar Hogg was suspended from school for causing a disturbance after the student stole his pro-police flag from his truck. That's private property. They have no reason, no right to have that thing. Josh Hogg said that the... Oh, God. Come on, come back. There you go. Yeah, they took the flag from him during school when he reported it. He got in trouble. Now, the Skyler said he was sitting in class when he got notified by one of the classmates that somebody had ripped my flag down off my truck. I ran across the parking lot and threw it by a dumpster on the ground. So he said, I went outside, picked it up, and took it back to my truck. Everybody videoed it. Everybody saw it. They made fun of me. They called me a racist for having a flag with a thin blue line on it, right? And that, an American, well, it's not really an American flag. It resembles an American flag. So, with that thin blue line flag flying on his truck, and I haven't seen the video. I'd like to see the video. Because it'll prove his point. So, he said as he was walking to his truck, he was about to leave school that day. He said he got word that a principal called me out there. Now, he talked to me, and all he did was tell me to park in the teacher section because that would, save it. I was also threatened with people slashing my tires and busting my windows and all the vandalism. Isn't this the loving left, right? This is the left who continually tells us that violence doesn't work. Only love. Is this love? Right? Is this love? I mean, his dad, Josh's dad, that's not his name, Skyler's dad, is a local sheriff. He works for the sheriff's department. Maybe he should write down the numbers of those kids' trucks and then, when they're in trouble, they need some help. He just goes, hey, I'm sorry, I wouldn't want you to get any help from somebody you hate. I mean, I know it's not in their DNA to do that, but wouldn't that be great? Oh, you calling somebody you hate for help? Yeah, I don't think that's the proper thing for me to do. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a White House live stream, President Biden said that America is in a new moment in the pandemic. Soon after, he got his second COVID-19 booster. Biden said his administration focused anti-COVID-19 efforts. On Tuesday, the FDA approved a second booster shot of either the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine or one offered by Moderna for those 50 and older and those with compromised immune systems. It was the slap heard around the world.
Oh, wow!
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced that Will Smith was asked to leave Sunday's Oscar ceremony after he slapped comedian Chris Rock, but the actor refused to do so. He slapped him because Rock insulted his wife, who is suffering from a disease. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Knocking everything down, but we're back. Joe Bettina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. You know, you want to find out what's going on. Look, head up to MyPillow.com. I know you missed that one, huh? MyPillow.com. Head up there. Look, everybody makes a few bucks. It makes everybody happy. You keep people working. I know I'm going to keep saying it because some of you aren't getting it. You keep people working. All right? You help Mike keep us, not the product rolling, but not even just that. You're actually helping people stay in their homes because they're getting paychecks. And they're getting paid well. Mike doesn't run a sweatshop. Right? Doesn't get on his people for not doing the right thing. Talk about the young man that got in trouble for bringing a thin blue line flag to school in his pickup truck. Now, the kids that grabbed it, ripped it apart, threw it down on the ground, nah, nothing for them. They had a right to do that. Besides, it's a hate symbol. Right? It's just amazing. Now, the father, who's a sheriff, local sheriff, said that when he was called out to the school or when he was talked to, he said he pulled up to the school, and before he could even get out of his vehicle, the principal said, "What was this?" This is to Skyler, the son, who again drove up with the flag. Skyler said that the assistant principal walked out to my truck and said that he had to confiscate my flag because I was told to leave it at home. Right? So then they removed his flag, his dad said, from the truck and sent him straight to the office. And then Skyler called his dad, said, "I'm being suspended from school." So... And what about the kid stealing the flag? Who actually committed a crime by touching your private property? Now we believe that they got a one day suspension. Nobody's sure, though. And as a school board member, I can tell you it's hard to find that out. School can't tell you. It's none of your business. Anyway. So Skyler's the only one, the young man who had the flag. He's the only one who got in trouble. Real trouble. Right? So the father went to the principal the next day and said, you know, I need to get explanations of why he's being suspended. The principal went on to tell him it's because he disobeyed what he was told by the administrator, which he was never told. He was asked through the wife and then another person. They said, this is kind of confusing to when they wrote this. They said that he was causing a distraction to school by having that disturbance. So he was causing a distraction to school by having a thin blue line flag. It wasn't a KKK flag. It wasn't a Confederate flag. So what was the problem? No, really. I mean, if the same thing happened with the American flag, would they do the same thing? This is the problem. Not only that, as you read on in the story, you find out that these kids were out of class. The kids who took his flag, right, and ruined it, they were out of class during school hours. They should have been in class at the time, and they weren't. Again, nothing happened to them. Right? Now, the kid, the young man that had the flag that they ripped off, he'd been driving to school for a couple of weeks with the flag. Nobody said a word to him. And it wasn't until somebody got teed off and decided to do something. I mean, one of the punks, one of the thugs. You can't call them anything else but that. They're thugs. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, Disney's all up in arms. I don't know if you guys have read all the stories, but they're all up in arms about the Florida law. And, you know, Disney and their people are walking out. Their employees are pushing on Disney to do something. They're all up and crazy about the Don't Say Gay bill, which is a lie. Flat out lie. But not a word about the human rights abuses in China. Not a word. Right? And it's amazing. It's whatever serves them, whatever they believe will bring them in the most amount of money, will give them less amount of aggravation. See, we have to be, as conservative Christians, we have to be as noisy. We have to scare them financially as much as others do. Right? Come on. That's the only thing they seem to worry about. So, again, they don't care about the Chinese atrocities. They don't care what they're doing to young kids over in China. They don't care about the human rights atrocities there. But here, they'll lie about a bill to get their way or try to get their way. It's just so wrong. It's, again, just amazing. You know, a lot of these companies, look at the NBA. Very much, big time in bed with China. Billions of dollars from the Chinese. What makes you think they're going to say anything bad or wrong? They're not. Right? They speak out here on the atrocities of the American government or U.S. citizens and other U.S. citizens. Never black. And by the way, wasn't Chris Rock or wasn't Smith hitting Chris Rock basically black on black crime? I'm just asking. It's just amazing to me. And I don't know if you guys heard it today, earlier today. I guess I'll play it in the next segment. You heard about the Disney executive. Not my words, but theirs. Not at all a secret gay agenda. By adding queerness. Well, I don't take my kids or my grandkids to Disney to learn about being a gay, a lesbian, queer, whatever. I take them there to torture them, my grandkids. Like I was tortured. I'm not a big fan of the parks. But seriously, they don't go there. Why is it the left always feels that they know better than you on how to raise your kids, what your kids need to hear or not hear. It's just amazing to me. But we do it. We feed into it. We let them get away with it. Some of you are going to push back on me, but it's true. So you still going to Disney? You still renting Disney movies? You still buying Disney product? Come on, really? Because if you're doing all that, then you're feeding them. It's no different than some of these terrible entertainers that are teaching your young girls how to be objects of sex. You know the word for it. That's what it is. And you buy their albums. You buy their CDs. You listen to their music. You giggle when your daughter dances like they do. Right? That whole, what was it, that whole twerking thing? I know. I'm clueless with some of that stuff. That whole twerking thing. It was cute to have your little daughter do that, don't you think? So Trump has come out and said the same thing I've been saying for a long time. Not that he stole it from me. Probably did, but he said, with the elections coming up, Republicans have to get tough. I agree. Republicans are going to have to get smart and tough. They're going to have to pay attention to and be ready for the stuff that's going to go down in these states. Right? So you need to be ready for it. You need to have attorneys ready for it. You need to be ready to pounce all over this stuff. You know, otherwise, really, seriously, why bother? Why bother doing any of this? Just amazing. Anyway, Trump put out a memo that just basically said, let's get this straight. The Democrats commit massive and overwhelming voter fraud in 2020, the presidential election, and they want the Republicans to go to jail for investigating and protesting a very crooked election. Think about that. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Show me Cena. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And that's what it boils down to. If you can be part of the solution, if you can bring something to the table to help straighten people out, give them a different perspective, get them to understand whatever it is, that's a big deal. I mean, if we've got to do it one by one, that's fine. Although I'd like to do it, you know, 10 by 1. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, as I always say, get engaged, be part of the solution. Yeah, part of it is getting, obviously, is getting informed, right? Yeah, that would help too. But part of it is truly getting informed. It makes a massive difference. You're able to speak to people in such a fashion. You know, that you're not just spewing the party line. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, party line. We're not doing the party line. That doesn't work anymore. I don't really know if it ever worked. So, I'm talking about Disney, and I'm getting on your case for you conservatives who you feel you got to buy their stuff, got to rent their movies, got to go to their movies. Why? Why do you do that? If you truly are against the things that you say you're against, why do you do that? Right? I mean, do you want your kids exposed to that? If there's something that you really don't agree with, why do you want your kids exposed to it? Why are you allowing them to be exposed to it? I guess it's a bigger picture here. So the Disney executive producer said that not all, they're not at all a secret gay agenda. They're adding queerness and all of this in the open. So if you truly are against any of this, any of these kind of things, what are you doing? No, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm asking you, what are you doing? Take a listen. Take a watch. Take a listen.
Like, I love Disney's content. I grew up watching, you know, all of the classics. They have been a huge, like, informative part of my life. But at the same time, like, I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. On my little pocket of, like, you know, proud family Disney TVA, the showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I feel like I...
Did you hear that? That the presidents and what have you were not at all put off by her secret. Now, she didn't say outward gay agenda. She said secret gay agenda.
Felt like it was, I mean, like, maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess, like, something must have happened in the last, like they're turning it around, they're going hard, and then all that, like, momentum that I felt, like, that sense of, I don't have to be afraid to, like, let's have these two characters kiss, let's, in the background, like, I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like...
You hear that? And a lot of them on the left say, no, this is not happening. Not real, you're making it up. Now what they'll say is, well, there's nothing wrong with it. That's not the point. The bigger point is you said it wasn't happening. Again, you lied to us. And you don't seem to have a problem doing it. It doesn't seem to bother you at all. Really, no integrity whatsoever.
Like, I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me, and no one was trying to stop me.
Wow. We're good, bad, or different. Wow. Because then, again, it goes back to they're telling us they weren't doing it. Are you or aren't you doing it? I mean, really, are you or don't? If your product is so good, if the truth that you're telling is so wonderful, why hide it? Even if somebody pushes back, why hide it? Why not bring it forward? Right? Put it in our faces and tell us, this is why we're doing this. This is what it is. But you can't. You're a bunch of cowards. You don't do it because you know your product, though, the way you're putting your, I'll put it this way, the way you're putting your message out is wrong, dead wrong, and you know it. Simple, huh? Hey, I would call her demonic, not democratic. Pelosi is now the most unpopular Democrat politician. That's according to a recent poll. So Joe Biden isn't the only one that's got a problem. So Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is the most unpopular Democrat. That's according to a poll obtained by the Daily Caller. The poll conducted by a National Republican Congressional Committee revealed that Pelosi has an approval rating of just 34%. Now the pollster spoke to over 1,000 likely voters, also found that 53% of them viewed President Joe Biden unfavorably. But I'd have to ask, what was the percentages? You always got to do that. What's the percentages? Who did you ask? Where were they from? Likely Republican voters? Likely Dems? Likely Independents? I'm curious. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. I love doing rapid fire stuff, by the way. Makes me feel better. Hey, you guys remember when we did the story about the Finnish politician? She was brought up on hate crime charges. And you know what it was for? This is why I say, you know, a lot of you Christians in this country, you got no guts. You really have no guts. And In a major free speech and religious liberty case, prominent Christian politician Pavi Rasanen, out of Finland, had all charges unanimously dismissed. She, along with Bishop Pohjanpää, faced three criminal charges for sharing faith-based beliefs, including on social media, when she questioned the National Church's sponsorship of an LGBT pride event. I want you to think about that. Would you be outward Christians if it was outlawed? Would you be outward Christians if the only place you could share your faith was in church and in your home? Where you could actually go to jail for a hate crime for sharing scripture? Come on, let that sink in for a second. Right? And when you go through this, she knew she had that she could have gone to jail. She knew it. The Finnish court has upheld the right to free speech by dismissing all charges against Finnish MP Pavi Rasani and the bishop. In a unanimous ruling, the court conducted that it's not for the district court to interpret biblical concepts. The prosecution was ordered to pay more than $60,000 in legal costs, and they gave him 7 days to appeal the ruling. Now, the former Minister of the Interior had been charged with hate speech for sharing her faith-based views on marriage and sexual ethics. It was in a 2019 tweet and a 2019 radio debate. The bishop faced charges for publishing her pamphlet for his congregation over 17 years ago. Right? Don't you have a human right to share your faith? Just curious. They're always talking about human rights. They're always talking about women's rights. They're always talking about how places treat women. Or here's a woman who had a... who wants to share... I wouldn't even say she was sharing her faith, would you? She was sharing what her Bible says about something. She was sharing what God's Word says about something. She wasn't proselytizing. So what's the problem? She said, I'm so grateful the court recognized the threat to free speech and ruled in our favor. I feel the weight has been lifted off my shoulders after being acquitted, although I'm grateful for having had a chance to stand up for my freedom. I hope that this ruling will help prevent others from having to go through the same ordeal. Oh, no, they won't. No, these prosecutors don't give up easy. They're pretty stubborn. Those people who hate God and hate God's people, yeah, they're not going anywhere. The high-profile trial received significant attention, particularly after the prosecution attack core Christian teachings. They cross-examined the bishop on their theology in court. The prosecutor began the first day of the trial by arguing that the case was not about beliefs of the Bible. You know, the funny thing about it is it was exactly about that. She then proceeded to quote Old Testament Bible verses and criticized the phrase, love the sinner, hate the sin. In their closing statement, the prosecution alleged that the use of the word sin can be harmful. It called for heavy fines in the event of guilty verdict. Well, look, if sin is breaking God's law, don't you sin against the state when you break state law? It's the same basic thing. The Rasan's deference, supported by the legal advocacy organization, God, argued that finding Rasanen guilty would signify damage-free speech in Finland. The court recognized this and decided that the bottom line with it was they weren't going to stop them from being able to speak what they believed to be true. So I'm going to see your host. God bless for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you'll join us.